producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we teed up with our pals from Talk Radio News, none better than Ellen Ratner. Ellen, where were you just in Grenada or Africa or where?
Grenada. And not home to Ebola, but home to a different virus.
Yeah, and our listeners will remember we did that great trip back in February, and we had many people on from the Global Virus Network, and how telling was that? Because I learned a lot about viruses, and we were able to use a lot of that information on America Tonight, so that was terrific. And,
well, we hope to do another update, not in Grenada, but in New York City, so maybe on Ebola, so hope you can come.
Oh, yeah, Ebola. That's all anyone's talking about. Of course, you know, we're 10 miles from Ebola Central where Tom Duncan came in, so that's all anybody's talking about for sure. And just as a quick aside, Ellen, how about this? The hospital where Tom Duncan died, they're down 25%. They're off 25% so far for the year, and everybody's going to other hospitals.
Well, I think any hospital that has an Ebola patient is probably going to be pretty near finished off for a while.
Yeah.
Because people are terrified. And the media, you know, I was in the press briefing today, and that's all they talked about. We have an election that's going to happen a week from today.
And it was just about Ebola. And the president talked about Ebola, right, before he left.
The president talked about Ebola, and tomorrow he's doing another Ebola event at the White House. Workers that have come back from Africa.
Wow. All right, so we'll find out what he has to say there. Then we had something else that was huge. I got a text right when this happened, the explosion at NASA. What happened there?
So NASA has contracted with a separate contractor. In other words, it doesn't happen out of Cape Canaveral. It's not under NASA to take food and other supplies and experiments up to the International Space Station. And so they're doing it, but a rocket exploded 8 seconds after takeoff. Nobody knows why. Apparently it had some secretive kind of mission, but that might have just been experiments that were done. But you're not going to take something to the International Space Station that you don't want Russia or some other country to have. So it exploded, and nobody knows why, but it was a huge explosion.
Wow. And then the last thing, the White House computer break-in. So what's that story about?
Well, right. The White House computer, it didn't break. It looked like it was hacked. And this was not a computer with sensitive information, but was a White House computer. So somebody, we don't know who, is it China, is it independence, people trying to hack into computers. I'm sure they have some idea, but at this point, they're not talking.
Wow, crazy. All right, Ellen Ratner, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Up on America Tonight, in our second hour, nail the score. So we moved the game, just a special thing for this week. Not sure what the game of the week's going to be, because we won't know until the computer picks the game of the week. But you could be a winner. It's very, very easy. All you have to do is pick one of the sides once we announce that game and what you think the final score will be. Also, our cheap movie review is coming up as well. And we'll be talking about a couple of other things, like a conversation with Jesse Ventura, the former governor of Minnesota, about this midterm election and why he thinks even a three-party system won't work. And why don't we just put names on the ballot? So why don't you just show up and you get to vote for who's ever on the ballot? It sounds so simplistic, doesn't it? There are a few hiccups with that idea. I agree, though, that it's a nightmare. We know that. That's why all the polls, whether they're left-leaning, right-leaning, or somewhere in between, because we know polls can be slanted, nobody's particularly happy with what's coming out of Washington. So you heard Ellen there mention the rocket exploding. The damage is significant. What we do know is the unmanned rocket exploded early on Tuesday evening. It happened along the Virginia coast. It's very strange. I actually looked at some of the video of it, and the crowd just reacted to sort of a loud boom, and it's crazy. You can go pretty much anywhere, and you can see what that looks like. And if you were off in the distance and saw it, you would think that some sort of bomb or something went off if you didn't know that it was a rocket. As I said, this was over Eastern Virginia is where it actually exploded. And Orbital Science Corporation, it was their rocket that had been set to launch at 6:22 Eastern from what they call the Wallops Flight Facility along the Atlantic Ocean. That's what Ellen was talking about, because the connection to NASA, of course, the fact that, you know, they're not developing this kind of stuff now, going through other companies instead. So the rocket and the spacecraft cost $200 million, according to their books, and there's damage beyond that they could possibly, you know, immediately fix anyway, including to the launch pad. And it was hard to tell in looking at the explosion how bad it was, but the launch pad obviously was affected too. So here's the deal. It was carrying about 5,000 pounds of supplies and experiments to where? Where are we going when we take things up in the sky, up in space? The International Space Station. It exploded 6 seconds after the launch. A mere 6 seconds. And, you know, it's interesting because of the amount of propellant, if you think about it, to take a, something of the size that it was, moving 25 times the speed of sound to get it to boost off the rocket. So how fast the rocket should have gone on its way to the space station, when it fails, it looks across the sky pretty catastrophic. And that's exactly what it looked like. NASA says, we'll fix it. We'll fix it. And what happened, they say, you know, they're trying to figure that out, and they probably won't know for maybe days, probably weeks. We saw what everybody else saw is pretty much what they're saying, but they don't have any early indications of exactly what failed and caused it to explode that the way it did. So they got to collect the debris. They got to find whatever they can find, recover it. They got to look at the data stuff from the spacecraft before they deconstruct that whole scene. That's what you do. Look at the videos before the launch. Look at the videos when it happened. You know, that sort of thing. The key deal is they had fire crews. They had set up a perimeter around the area, and they were just letting the fire burn out. But they're contained, because that's where it could become really dangerous. And they say they're pretty confident that no people were directly affected by the explosion, but they could come across maybe scattered remnants floating in the water somewhere. So a piece of this craft, if there are people in the water, which there will be in boats or whatever in the upcoming days, they might find some kind of remnant of this rocket, which was spectacular when it exploded. Not spectacular what happened, the fact that it was going up to the International Space Station with the basic stuff, the basic supplies. Now, how much food? 1,300 pounds of food. So that's, boom, gone. They had to get something else back up in the sky, too. And this Wallops facility is part of a $1.9 billion contract with NASA, because that's, remember, that's what NASA's had to do, as Ellen was referring to. They've gone private because they're not doing it on their own anymore. So strange stuff. If you were driving along and you happened to see that, boy, I'll tell you, and you didn't know what was going on, it probably would have scared you right out of your shoes. Stay with us. More to come on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
At the tail end of the hour, we can count. It's about the numbers. But I'm going to give you these numbers. You're not going to have to wait for them because perhaps somebody listening to my voice right now somewhere in America, or maybe they had a friend that bought them a ticket if you're listening to us in the UK, Australia, Venezuela, Spain, perhaps Sweden. Hello to Christina in Sweden. I know many of you are listening to us in other places. So Mega Millions was up to $252 million. That's what Steve Kelly calls Hope So money. So your Hope So money would be sky high, wouldn't it? The estimated cash value is crazy on that. You figure by the time they take the taxes out, $153.5 million. So the Mega Millions winning numbers are 350, 57, 58, 60, and the Mega Million number is 11. You know the other number? 11. 153 million dollars. That's just crazy money. That's like actors, famous actor territory money. Although, if you think of these rockets and what we were just talking about there, it wouldn't be enough for you to build a giant station, space station, or to build a launch pad and do the things that you'd have to do to maintain that. Oh, gee. But you could do other things for sure with that that money. So that NASA rocket exploding, the damage is pretty significant, and now they're going to have to re-rack it, as I said. Pretty big deal. You know, we are a week away from the elections, and swinging into the weekend, people are going to be talking about that. That's what we're talking about. What's going to happen with some of these key seats, especially with the Senate balance. I talked about that in a previous show. We know that there are enough close races that maybe the Republicans take over the Senate, and then it would be Republican majority in both chambers and a Democratic president. And we've seen that before, and it's worked, and everybody keeps referring to Bill Clinton and what he had to do to work with the Republicans. Newt Gingrich was the Speaker of the House, and Newt Gingrich himself often refers to Clinton and the fact that they were able to work together on some key pieces of legislation and got some things done. I don't know. I seem to think that it'll be very stagnant. I don't think this is going to be anything like the Clinton administration and dealing with both chambers should that happen. But, you know, we'll see. It's first we have to go through the election process, and maybe some of them will be too close to call. Maybe we'll be looking at a runoff scenario, and that changes everything if we've got that. Meaning, you think you've got a seat, you think you got a seat here, you got a seat there, and then it's, you know, it's not that at all. Because so many of you asked about the missing Denver Broncos fan. I talked about that a little bit in a previous show. I wanted to tell you that they found Paul Kittleman safe, thank goodness. It's a very strange thing, because picture this. You know, you're with your dad, and you go to a baseball game or you go to a football game, and you're going to the bathroom, and he's off getting a hot dog or waiting for you, and then he's not there. And you're looking all over the place, and you think you've lost your mind, and you're texting and calling phones, nothing, nothing, nothing. I mean, he just vanished. Kittleman just vanished while waiting outside of the bathroom at Mile High on last Thursday, where the Broncos were playing, of course, the Chargers. And he had gone to the game with his stepson and two friends who were in another section of the stadium. Now, according to one of the friends, he was last seen waiting, and sitting there at the restroom, right near the restroom, you know, area. But here's the key thing. The Denver Police Department, as soon as they figured this out, they tweeted it out. It just shows you. Now this is what happens with the police. They got to tweet out information because that's how they get out to the masses. He was found 112 miles away in Pueblo, Colorado. And they say that there was no reason to suspect any kind of crime happened. He just vanished. He'd gone to the game as we described. He didn't have credit cards, but he didn't carry them. And he had about $50 in cash. And that's it. So they're saying they were treating the disappearance as a missing persons case, but they think he just walked away from the game, and that's it. He walked away from the game, but it seems strange to me. You're with your friends and your son, and you just, you know, you walk away from the stadium, and you end up in Pueblo, Colorado, by the time everybody's looking for you. But I guess the good news here is nothing untoward happened that they know of. They just were able to find him. So that's the rest of the story. I think when I told the story, it freaked a few people out, thinking, oh, don't tell me they're kidnapping middle-aged men now from stadiums. I mean, what could that possibly be? How could that possibly happen? And this story is pretty huge for all of you in Missouri and beyond Missouri. Since August, our gaze has been on Ferguson, Missouri. And the police chief in Ferguson is expected to step down as part of what they're calling this effort by the city to reform the police department. This proposed plan they have after Police Chief Thomas Jackson leaves, they would ask the St. Louis County Police Chief to take over the management of Ferguson's police force. And they're saying it could come probably next week. They'd make that announcement. And they think that would reduce some of the tension because it's still the waiting game on whether the grand jury is going to bring charges against Darren Wilson. Remember the cop who fatally shot Michael Brown. Now, the police chief is saying he's not being pushed out. He said, nobody's been asked to resign. I haven't been terminated. And the mayor says there's no plan for the police chief to step down. So what the feds are circulating the rumor? And they're saying, no, that's not the case either. But it's got to be, something's got to be afoot. And Jackson has faced nothing but criticism in the way they handled the Brown shooting and the protest afterwards. So last month, the Justice Department said they were going to investigate the Ferguson police. And they did it. But this chief is saying he's not going to step down, even though they're calling for him to get out of there. You know, he says it's his job, and it's his now, and he's taking ownership of what's going on, and that's it. So it makes me wonder what's in the Justice Department's findings. The use of force, analyzing the stops and searches and arrests and all of that at the city jail. The attorney general, because, of course, the switcheroo hasn't happened, Eric Holder, says that the Justice Department was absolutely looking at the leadership of the police as part of that ongoing investigation because they're not through at this point. And he keeps going back to the word leadership and the practices that they engage in and to where they're headed. So I got to think Jackson, it was just last month, he released a video where he apologized. He said he was directed at Brown's parents and the demonstrators who took to the streets to protest Michael Brown's death. And he says, you know, the right of people to peacefully assemble is what we should be promoting here. But I don't know that they're buying what he's selling. So I think they're probably forcing him. I mean, he did say my deepest apologies and sympathies and all of that to the Brown family. But I think they're going to keep pushing until Tom Jackson steps down and they put in a new police chief and, I guess, roll forward with that. I don't know. Is that a fair or a foul? 855-266-5283. Should he be pushed out? Hang with us.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
America in the end is not defined by fear. That's not who we are. America is defined by possibility, and when we see a problem and we see a challenge, then we fix it. But we don't expect to have similar rules for our military as we do for civilians. They are already, by definition, if they're in the military, under more circumscribed conditions.
All right, the Prez on, what else, Ebola. Yeah, you got to be on the Ebola watch at some point, right? How are you feeling about what's going on with the virus and the fight to let governors and mayors decide what they're going to do as far as quarantines are concerned? So earlier in the day, Jack Down Under was out with the kangaroos. And he sent me something interesting, and thanks for that, Jack. He sent me what amounts to, from the State Department, sensitive but unclassified material about admitting non-U.S. citizens to the United States for treatment of the Ebola virus. So did you hear what I just said there? Admitting non-U.S. citizens to our country for treatment of Ebola. And overall, what they're saying is they've come to an agreed position as to what the extent will be which U.S. citizens, non-U.S. citizens, will be admitted into our country. They say a cleared paper is needed for circulation all the way around for the department, etc. And the recommendation is that the State Department, and the Department of Homeland Security devise a system for expeditious parole of Ebola-infected non-citizens into the United States. So you know what that big word means. Fast. As long as they are otherwise eligible for medical evacuation from the Ebola-affected countries and for entry into the United States. What? And it goes on to say, because we know where this tug of war is going, that the United States needs to show leadership and act as we are asking others to act by admitting these people into the country for medical treatment for Ebola during this crisis. They say the greatest stated problem to persuading other countries to send medical teams to the Ebola-affected countries in West Africa has been the lack of assured medical evacuation and treatment for responders who could be infected with the virus. And then they go on and they talk about other infections like Spain, the UK, and Italy evacuating one or two of their own citizens, and all American citizens have come to the United States for treatment. All others have gone to Europe. Germany is so far the only country to accept non-citizens with the Ebola virus for treatment. And then, you know, it goes on and on to say a couple of other things, what you would need. That you would have to have medical evacuation, the capacity to do that. You would have to have overflight refueling and landing permission, all that. You have to have a hospital willing and able to treat the patients, and funds to backstop reimbursement, about $200,000 for the medevac and $300,000 for treatment per case. Are you kidding me with this? How many would we possibly bring into the United States? And how do you feel about, now we're saying, okay, this is, because we don't want to look like the bad guys, we want to be the leader on this, so we should be able to bring in Ebola cases. Let's do that. Let's bring them in. And then they talk about the treatment capacity, which, do you think this is big treatment capacity? Emory University Hospital in Atlanta, we know that. University of Nebraska Medical Center, they've accepted patients. The National Institutes of Health Clinical Center saying they're going to do it. Well, how many other spots do we have where we have great isolation measures in place? So if the government decides to restrict entry to the United States for non-U.S. citizens, Ebola patients, they say they can't attribute the outcome to legal and technical issues. It just goes on for, you know, the whole thing, the usual visa process thing and how much it takes and da-da-da-da-da, waving the magic wand. I thought the idea is we're trying to help the people in West Africa, but end it there. This is why we've deployed troops. This is why we have people getting blood samples, that we're trying to take care of it there. This is why doctors are over there and flooding Liberia and Sierra Leone and Guinea. They're trying to stamp it out, because that's where ground zero is. Over 5,000 people have died from it. So now we're what, going to embrace somebody who is riddled with it? I mean, really, they're all over the map on this thing. How about some leadership? You know, how about some leadership on this whole thing? And as much as I think we are doing a lot of things to help the people in West Africa, how far are we taking this? We're going to evacuate people? We're going to do that and bring them into the United States now? Are you kidding? Do they see what happened in Dallas? Any huge amounts we could not handle, that's for sure. Keep it to a minimum, like two people. And here are the medical workers, is that we're arguing about medical workers coming back and not wanting to be quarantined like in their own house for 21 days because it violates their constitutional rights, is what that one nurse in New Jersey said. But then, boy, if they suddenly have that Ebola incubating and then it explodes, what happens to the people around them? And then what happens to the people treating them? Because we've already seen how that can be disastrous. So a few things must be going on, especially to, as our good friends in Washington sent me a note saying that, you know, we've got more security than I have seen in a very long time in D.C. In fact, Jay Johnson, the secretary of the Department of Homeland Security secretary, is ordering more security for more than 9,500 federal government buildings and the visitors that come in each day. It's just a precaution, he's saying, against continued public calls by terrorists for attacks on our country and elsewhere. Well, they must be worried, because why would they beef it up that much? And you saw what happened in Canada. And they're not revealing any of the details. They're just saying, we're not going to tell you. We're not going to tell you what they are. It's going to vary from place to place. And that it's very sensitive. So that tells me, they're saying, oh, there's no new intelligence saying that we face more threats. It's just being precautionary. I don't know, do you think Jay Johnson is nervous that something's going to happen? Do you think somebody bended his ear and told him, hey, be on the lookout because here's what we're monitoring, here's what I've seen? I got to think that there's even more to the story that he knows than, oh, it's looking really creepy out there and different times, so we got to beef up the security. I don't think so. And it's really tight. I talked about being at the Capitol about 2 years ago and seeing lots of guys armed with machine guns and not realizing that because I hadn't been there in a while. And now it looks like you're somewhere at a checkpoint. It's very noticeable. But they're not telling you some of the specifics of what they're doing and or why it's like that, other than because of the threats that we've seen lately coming out of the Middle East to just go after Westerners or Americans or, you know, whoever. Because every day there's a different person or country that gets poked at. But I'd say it'd have to be pretty serious if they're doing the things that they're doing, especially at the Capitol and some of the other Washington buildings, because they are accessible. It is pretty darn easy. I mean, for goodness sake, we've seen people leap over the fence and actually get into the White House with a knife. We've seen somebody who had a gun be ever so close to the president. So what will the beefing up of security do? Just ensure maybe that some other people won't get hurt, especially if someone's looking to do something that's incredible, like this whole idea of just go after somebody and behead them. Ugh, it's very, very scary. And this is another quick little nugget I'm going to throw in here because many of you asked for this. How about the nurse who was discharged? One of the nurses now done, released from an Atlanta hospital. Just one person in the United States battling Ebola. 29-year-old Amber Benson said, "It is a day of celebration and gratitude. I ask that we not lose focus on the thousands of families who continue to labor under the burden of this disease in West Africa." So she gets the all clear, and now it's a question of Dr. Craig Spencer, the only person in the United States being treated for Ebola. He was admitted to Bellevue in New York City after developing a fever last week, 6 days after returning to the U.S. after being gone with Doctors Without Borders in West Africa. We can count next.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also, explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Free Strike Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Free Strike Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business, too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Seven, the Royals forced it, baby. That's right. They beat the Giants, spanked the Giants in front of their home crowd, 10-0. Let me say that again, 10-0. Oh, so you can just imagine how nutso the fans were after having to hear about how great the Giants were. The reaction was pretty wild. And now they got the seventh game, which I think is the sweetest thing in sports. Sweet! It's crazy. And it's the second time in World Series history that all nine starters had a hit by the end of the third inning. You know, so they just had an offensive outburst, and it just opened up the floodgates, and San Francisco could do nothing about it. I mean, nothing about it. And then the pitcher, the rookie, Yordano Ventura, is just the 12th player, 23 or younger, to throw at least 7 shutout innings in a World Series game. And you know, what's interesting is only Madison Bumgarner did it twice And he, of course, is the Giants' stud pitcher who had an incredible game that made the series 3-2 in favor of the Giants. So that's what happens in baseball. The Royals, who entered into Game 6 scoreless in their previous 15 innings, found their groove. And those are some pretty cool numbers, I have to say. In Missouri, and I don't blame people, they're excited. They're feeling like, hey, people are counting us out, but we are dialed in. And that's a momentum switch. The next game will be interesting on Wednesday night. How about this Fox News poll? As the race tightens and we get closer to Election Day, a new Fox News poll shows that there is some enthusiasm for the midterm elections, believe it or not. They say it's in the Republicans' favor. I know you're shocked by that. And they say 62% of voters lack confidence in the president's leadership. Does that translate, though, into what who people are voting for, why they're voting for whoever to represent them in Washington? Among likely voters, 45% of Republicans are extremely interested, compared to 41% of Democrats. 2 weeks ago, the GOP was up 15 points on that question. So, see, it is a question of going out and voting. Because here's where your vote really can matter. It's not something to just slurk off and say, oh, it doesn't matter. I hate when people say that, too, by the way. Oh, it doesn't matter. I can't affect change, right? So we move from that, and we'll wait and see what happens, to the fact that as we go from baseball, as we seg into disappointment in who's running the show and how does that affect the election, to this really sad story, but it is a very big and frightening number. This is when you say, oh, I am glad I live in the United States. Mexico searching for 43 missing students as dozens of bodies are turning up in a mass grave. They say in the troubled southern state of Guerrero, they're searching for another mass grave. They want to find out what happened to 43 college students who have been gone since late September. They arrested four people, and based on their statements, they came across a new location, a town about 10 miles from where the students were last seen. They said they still need to test to determine if the new site has the students' remains. But the discovery of the latest mass grave brings the total number of what they call clandestine burial sites up to 12 around the hills of Pueblo Viejo. And many people say there's been a long history of institutional violence and corruption that has really rocked that area. So it's sad, but they say they're not completely shocked by it. The 43 students were from a local teacher's college, and they disappeared after they clashed with the cops. That's about 80 miles southwest of Mexico City. So they detained the students, then the officers took them to a police station, and then on from there. But at some point, the students were loaded onto the back of a dump truck, apparently still alive, and then taken to an area where then they were later buried. I mean, what are we looking at here? Are we looking at an episode of The Bridge? That's what it sounds like. It's so sad. So I go to what I said. Imagine living in a place like that. Imagine hearing that news. I can't. So every time we complain about living in the United States, think of the difference there. All right, let's go out to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
I had to put my headphones down. They got tangled up.
That's okay.
Okay. I'm not going to rant on anything, but I'm very, very suspicious of this situation where we're going to be bringing these people in from Africa to treat them with the Ebola. We've got an average of 150 people a day coming in from West Africa right now on flights that go to different parts of the European area and then come here. They test them with a little thermometer. If they don't have any temperature, we let them in. I know that we've got Ebola incubating right now in our country. It just hasn't come up. I think some of them are being hid. I think it's going to come to fruition that it's going to become a disaster. I think Obama wants this disaster so that he can declare martial law. I think this is all part of a long-range plan because he knows he's going to lose the Senate. No more Harry Reid to keep his little programs bottled up. The Republicans have put forth a great many programs, over 300 bills that are just sitting there. Now we can get some action done once we get the Senate taken over. And I think that's Obama's little ace in the hole. If he loses all the power that the Senate gives him, then with in a situation where we have this Ebola running rampant in the nation, for the good of the American people, he will institute martial law, and we will lose more rights than we ever had dreamed of with stuff that he's already perpetrated. Let's face it, there hasn't been one single thing he has done in the history of his presidency that has been to benefit the American people, it's all, including Obamacare. It's all been designed to hurt us, and not just Republicans, but everybody. This man does not care for us. He hates us. He's an African from Mombasa, Kenya, and he is deliberately trying to destroy the United States of America. That's what he meant by, we will remake America. Okay, that's all from me, babe.
Dan. Oh, he cannot stop with the whole, he's from Mombasa. I mean, this is where we part company on that whole thing. Listen, I know a lot of people who really were big fans of Obama's voted and are sorely disappointed, including my most liberal family member who I spent the day with over the weekend, and she's incredibly unhappy. So liberals are unhappy, conservatives certainly aren't happy, but Democrats aren't happy, independents aren't happy. You know, we get it. Here's what I don't understand. The idea of destroying the U.S., I don't think it's about destroying the U.S. I think it is about the whole global, let's embrace the global world, let's put our money out there, all that, jump all the foreign aid and help all these people and embrace the whole idea of the, we are a global economy, we are global. When it comes to five different things, we are the world. And that's where I think that's a big mistake, because I don't think you can be we are the world, because I don't think everybody else there out there wants to be we are the world. And boy, it is scary when you think about militarization. And Dan, I agree with you there. Who knows that we couldn't see tanks rolling? I don't think tomorrow. But we get one step closer every time we give up some of our privacy, I'll tell you that. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.